Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
Here's what we want to do. We want to talk to crazy women. But the good kind.
Yes.
Mama bears.
Mama bear.
Women who, when, just like a mama bear does,
heck
when
yeah.
something happens to your kids are threatened, you do what you got to do. Whether it is taking on an actual bear, lifting a car off of them,
yeah.
or assaulting a child. Okay, so
a Florida woman,
a Florida woman, apparently, she's been arrested, by the way. She apparently threw some sort of, peppery herbs.
Peppery herbs.
She went, her daughter had, was being bullied.
So she wanted to go bully the kids.
She said she had previously reported the bullying, but nothing was really working. So she became a Spice Girl, got a bunch of stuff, and went to the school and peppered the girls who were threatening her.
With peppery herbs. Now, you're a foodie, so that would be like that one in Kung Pao chicken, that one
Thing. Like a chili Peking.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead and bring
that.
Yeah,
maybe a little paprika. That's not that hot. Cayenne, maybe.
Okay, nice.
A little different peppers, chili powder. Perhaps even some ground white pepper. That's always good.
Oh, wow.
That's really good stuff. So she turned into a mama bear. She might go to jail for 2 years.
Yeah. But for 2 years, she still hucked some food at somebody. What the?
It's pepper. It's a little more harmful than food. Okay. If she had peppered a piece of chicken and threw it at him, then it would have been like,
a whole...
No, but then there's salmonella. Cook the chicken. Cool the chicken. Okay, pepper the chicken, cook the chicken, cool the chicken. Yep, we're almost there. Now you're just in a food
fight. Are we shredding the chicken?
Oh, I would. If I'm coming, yeah, I would definitely shred
so
it.
So she brought in shredded pepper chicken.
Yeah,
lemon.
Inside of a corn tortilla with some cilantro, a lime wedge. If she had just brought the bullies street tacos,
exactly.
She'd only be looking at a year and a half. Okay, so the bottom line is we want to know when you got mama bear. So you got an example of a kid being bullied. How about this? Somebody said, and it doesn't even say where they were at, but somebody flicked ashes off a cigarette in their kid's face.
Mm.
She mama beared and punched the dude out.
Yeah. Did he do it on purpose or he just by accident or he didn't know what was?
The kid was a toddler. So I don't believe intent matters at that point, because if you're around a toddler and you're smoking and you're not watching where your ashes go, that's almost as bad as flicking them on him on purpose.
That's on the toddler for not removing itself from my smoking
right,
area.
Because the toddler realizes, oh, you have an addiction. Oh, I should move because your addiction is lighting tobacco on fire. And as a result, some of it turns into molten ash, which may or may not fall on my tender skin. I'll move. You're right, Steve.
See, problem solved.
Well, I guess
what kind of parent would bring their newborn around a smoker? That's what
someone
I'm trying to figure out.
Someone who would punch a smoker out.
Okay, so.
Same exact type of person.
So that makes sense. Let me put my child in danger next to this guy, but let me punch the guy because it's his fault that I brought my kid around the guy in danger.
That don't make sense to me.
Rational.
Mama bear.
Okay.
Mama bear.
You're right.
It could have been just, you know, what if they were just walking by the smoking area and the guy's like, I've walked past like the outside of a restaurant where a bunch of people like you or
like me
huddled up together. Yeah, this dying of cancer is awesome, right? Yeah. You're like,
and we're freezing.
Talking,
at the
oh
same
god,
time.
It's cold out here, and it's like, and you throw your little cherry bomb, and it's like, yeah, right at my kid.
I don't throw the butt. He just flicked an ash, and you know what? The second the ash hits the air, there is no more cherry. It's gone.
Here's my favorite thing.
Okay.
Here's my favorite thing. A child has been hurt. The woman came in and became a mama bear, which is the exact kind of stories we're looking for.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And all you can do, instead of helping the show move forward, all you can do is dig your heels in on, but I think in some way the smoker was right.
Yeah, no, he's the victim here.
He's not the, well, yeah, okay.
Okay.
He did.
Moving on.
You're right, though. We don't know enough details. We literally have two sentences.
Yeah. Did she get arrested or anything or no?
No, he did.
Okay.
For littering on the
for minding his
for
own
littering
business.
On the ground with his face.
Okay.
I literally have two sentences.
Okay.
Here's another one. Mama Bear. They were at Disneyland. She's got a couple boys. One of them was like super little, and there was a person in one of those rascals.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And they started backing the rascal up.
The person, the adult.
Yes, the adult. But it wasn't anybody associated with the kid. The mom was like tying the other kid's shoe, and this woman and a rascal started backing up.
Uh-oh.
And apparently those rascals have the little curb feelers, so if they touch something, they'll stop. But it didn't recognize the gelatinousness of like a three-year-old.
Uh-oh.
So she started crushing the child. She's crushing the child between the curb and the rascal. Kids let out that like scream. Mom's like, no, runs over, like moves, like physically has the strength of 1,000 men and like
adrenaline.
moves the rascal, and then is like, oh my God, are you okay? And it ripped the kid's shoes off and bruised his leg and everything.
Whoa.
And rascal woman was like, Steve defending the smoker. She was like, why is he back there?
Okay. It's on you to look behind you when you're backing up a vehicle, but that shouldn't be.
Why is a kid at Disneyland? What kind of, you even get that I'm here in my rascal? So then she's already gone Mama Bear by moving this woman.
Wow.
And then she just goes and let rascal woman have it.
Really? This is
just verbally. But like
the most magical place on earth.
Yes. So everybody, instead of standing around looking for like Minnie, Mickey, Buzz, Cinderella, they're like, look at that. She's yelling at a woman in a rascal.
Dang. So
just Mama Bear'd out.
Rascal woman probably was the victim there.
Yes. She called her a fat old hag in a scooter.
That's uncalled
for. It's a small world. All the little animals are like, yay! Fat old hag in a scooter. It's a new Disney movie. Please don't blow the plot.
That's
awful.
And those things are heavy, so she went bare
against
mode.
A little kid. I mean, you gotta go Mama Bear. So if you've done it, something was happening to your kid, a bear, a jaguar, a fat old lady in a scooter,
some ash,
a bully, a smoker,
an ash,
a ferret.
Okay,
let's bring it, a safety pin, some strong words, whatever it was, you jumped in and you were Mama Bear. We want to hear your story. Sophia.
Yay.
Mama Bear.
So I was working at a child care center, and my child was in another classroom, and he was crying to get in the class with me, and his teacher picked him up and slammed him roughly on his butt.
Oh.
And I smacked her in the face.
The kid?
You weren't even her mom. You just went into Mama Bear mode because you liked the kid.
No, it was my son.
Oh, it was yours? Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, I thought you smacked the kid after the other teacher smacked the kid. I'm like, what's going on here?
Neither okay. Steve and I. We right. Now, together, I think we have your whole story. You did anything happen to you? Because that's assault, but...
No, she was too shocked that I struck her in the face to do anything about it.
What happens after? So then she still gets to teach your child? What? How does that... What?
What'd you do?
I took my son into class with me, and then I told my boss that he was never to be in the same room with that teacher again.
Wow.
Dang. Did he still get good grades? Oh, no. He was no longer a student of that
He's
job.
Expelled.
Yes, okay.
He sells drugs now.
He was only three.
Thank you for the call, Sophia, Mama Bear.
Dang.
Heidi?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mama Bear.
Yeah. Mama Bear. I'm the worst Mama Bear. So my daughter dated this guy. He pretended to be a Marine.
Oh, boy.
She was supposed to go to a ball in Quantico. I spent $1,200 on a dress for her. She was getting her hair done. The day he's supposed to pick her up in a limo, I get these hackles in the back of my neck at work. So I leave. I go home. I call Quantico. There is no ball. No anything going on.
Oh.
He's at the house. He's going to take her to I don't know where.
So this is a full-on kidnapping then.
Oh, it was horrible.
What?
I was in my Wrangler going like 70 miles an hour, drive up on the front porch the front yard of my house, jump out, punching this 6'5" guy right in the chest, all kinds of, leave my daughter alone, get out of here. I'm screaming, yelling, going nuts. Later, I find out he's on domestic violence probation.
Jeez.
So, but he made that whole thing up. It was all a ruse to, like, get your daughter away.
D-bag.
He would show up in Marine clothes. We later found out his dad was dishonorably discharged from the Marines. He would bring her gifts. He had pictures.
Good for you for like take. I mean, Marine or no, he's like, a big man,
big D-bag.
And you took him on. Way to go, Mama Bear.
Yeah,
Aaron.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mama Bear.
Hi.
Yeah.
All right. So this was my mom when we were little, and my brother was a little boy, you know, maybe 7 or 8, was trick-or-treating. And some of the neighbor boys who were in middle school had put some raw eggs in his trick-or-treat basket and ruined all of his candy.
Oh.
And yeah, right? My mom was absolutely furious. So she walked on down to the neighbor's house, and all the boys were still out there, and there was the one who did it with all of his friends. And she started in on her guilt trip and said, you know, I just cannot believe that you would ruin a little boy's Halloween like that.
Oh, they don't care.
And then she takes a raw egg and smashes it on his head in front of all of his friends.
Heck yeah.
Go, Mama Bear!
Nothing hurts most to a boy at that age than humiliation.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Oh.
The next day, that older boy's mom called my mom to congratulate her.
Oh, wow!
Yes! That is awesome.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.